I want to come back full circle, because a lot of that answer had to do with the first thing we talked about, which is empathy. How do you empathize with your leadership around what they may be going through? And that alone, with a little bit of co-creation, actually helps you shape some of the innovation strategy, right? So kind
Absolutely.
Of, so full circle. So we know empathy today, co-creation, comfort with ambiguity and failure. I think those are critical things. Let's look ahead, because we know that corporate skills become very commoditized quickly, especially as the rate of change accelerates, right? So let's think out. So let's think about your recipe for in 5 years. What are some other skills that you think are critical that people need to think about?
Inside what? Sorry, I didn't hear that one bit.
So let's say in the next few years, right? So So you know, as everybody starts to talk about these things, there's going to be new skills that we're going to say are absolutely critical. So what would you say some of those are?
Yeah, good question. I mean, again, you know, this is a tough question in a way, because you're going to have a different skill set depending on your role, depending on your sector, depending on your seniority, depending, you know, so this is a kind of a little bit of a loaded question. But let's say we frame the question around what are the skills for the future if you want to be a disruptor, would that be?
Yeah. What are the things that are not necessarily on our radar, right?
That in terms of skills.
In terms of skill, I'll throw one on the table just to kind of get us started.
Yeah, sure.
I think storytelling, right? I feel like regardless of your functional or you know industry specialty, I feel like the great storytellers within an organization are going to be emerging as leaders and then you know and the most effective innovators, right? That's a hypothesis, but perhaps there are others that you can think of along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the storyteller isn't necessary. I agree 100%. And I think storytelling is the most important way to get messages through, right? Because it brings things to life. It makes things real for others. And it engages people on a neutral level. If you can kind of make it about people and about a story, you're going to get your audience more engaged. However, I think it's already the case. I think those are the people that have actually thrived in the last 10 years. I think, yes, you'll still need to be a good storyteller, but if we're talking futuristically, let's see, it's a great question. I would probably say we are more and more challenged again in this new context for many of us that 20 years ago we didn't have, which is technology. And I know everyone always says this, but how do we communicate? So it could go back to our storytelling again. How do we communicate effectively and build relationships with human beings in the context of our new world of technology and email? I find we work virtually now. We have relationships. I work with more than 80% of my clients over a Skype video. We have emails as this almost barrier to having to really face somebody about an issue. And this sense that we have to back everything up on an email. So I would say the communication space in terms of how it underpins relationship building between two human beings is an area that needs disruption again, because we've gone too far the other way. We'd never pick up the phone. We have relationships based fully on text or email or Skype. And I think there's going to be a fallout from this, to be quite honest. I think there's going to be something in the next 5 to 10 years, because we as humans love to connect. We still want a sense of community. We still want a sense of co-creation. Facebook was successful because of that, but it also created a little bit of a wall between humans while it's also connecting us. So I think there's something around the ability to still communicate effectively in person that's going to be crucial to success in the next 10 years of our technology context.
No, that's really interesting. Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I think, which is, how do you use those moments, right, that you are in person to create impact and then leverage all of the other technological connections to amplify that, right? So I feel like that's kind of that kind of model, right?
FaceTime, we call it.
Yeah. And I feel like everything you're saying, I mean, even, you know, 15 years ago, we started talking about how important EQ was, right? Now we're talking about empathy and compassion and listening. I feel like in the future, how do you then take that and go into storytelling? How do you actually move people to action using a set of skills, right? So along the same lines, maybe some of the things that come to mind for me are like lifelong learning, right? I think we, to a large extent, we give lip service to that, right? But I don't know if employees have the curiosity and the constant learning mindset today, right? Because they're still anticipating things to be relatively the same. So I think that could be, or it could be something around being able to be deal with hyper uncertainty, right? Today, I'm here at a, you know, kind of a large company now, helping with a client, and they operate in quarters, right? I mean, are we going to have a world where you're going to operate on a weekly basis, right? Where you're going to have a completely different wiring in your head around how you operate. Anyways, but Shannon, some great thoughts, some really, really valuable insights, and I really appreciate the time to talk and engage this morning. So,
great. Thank you. Best of luck to everyone. You can make this happen.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.